It's episode 239, and we've got plugins for related posts, image sitemaps, dynamic remarketing, preventing direct file access, form builders, and more. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Coming to you direct from the great wet north of Canada, I'm John Overall.
And from the sunny shores, even still, of Laguna Beach, California, I'm Marcus Couch.
Yeah, we'll trade you sun for rain.
I don't know. You're driving a hard bargain there.
Yeah, especially with the drought down there in Southern California. Still having the drought down there? I haven't really been paying any attention.
Yeah, we're waiting on El Nino. It's supposed to be the biggest rain in decades. Well, I'm waiting.
It may happen.
Got my umbrella.
I'm hoping it stays nice and dry. I'll take the dry over the wet for a weekend camping trip with my kid here coming up.
Got to camp in the rain too.
You do a lot of camping when you do winter camping up here. You do a lot of camping in the rain. It's a toss of the coin. You never know what you're going to get. Kind of like a box of chocolates, you know.
Bring some socks.
Rain gear. Big tarp. All right. Well, we've got the usual great show for you today. And, of course, right off the top, you can get all the show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com. And if you've got a few minutes, we'd greatly appreciate your time on Stitcher Radio, giving us that thumbs up button. Or if you're listening on the website, you can leave us a review directly off their website now. And we'd also appreciate you leaving us a review in the iTunes store. Help us get higher rankings in iTunes.
That's right. And also remember, you can go to our website, wppluginsa2z.com, and leave us an audio comment. We haven't had one of those in a while on the show, and it'd be nice to get back into that habit. So we've got a whole brand new website, but the SpeakPipe button is still there and waiting. So head on over to wppluginsa2z.com and hit that little audio feedback button. And also remember, you can contact us on Twitter at wppluginsa2z.
Okay, and of course, this is the spot where we usually have self-promotion. Well, it is self-promotion, but not of my business. What we're doing here, folks, is, of course, in the last episode, I talked to you about the crossroads in life and how things are changing. And the WP Plugin Show, we're looking to take this into a full-time gig. And what we're doing is we're getting ready to launch a Kickstarter campaign to raise the funds necessary to support myself and Marcus into turning this into a full-time gig that will bring you some fantastic information, bring you some excellent stuff on the website, better shows, more shows. We'll be bringing you more shows, at least one additional show per week, where we'll feature, talk to plugin developers. We'll get them on, interview them, and talk to them about their plugins, get more in-depth for you. There's so much more that's coming. So please, go check out our website at wppluginsa2z.com/Kickstarter, where we're going to keep you up to date on all the events that are occurring around it.
Yeah, there's a lot of nice giveaways and prizes and things for people that contribute in different increments that John and I have been putting together, and it's well worth your time and investment. And everything that John and I are planning on will immensely benefit not only the listener, but the entire WordPress community as a whole. And right now, the resources like the WordPress repository are sorely lacking. I mean, that's really why John and I have gotten this notoriety of having such a kind of a niche podcast, is because this is one of the only places that you can find with honest, accurate reviews of tested plugins out there that you could in turn, if you're a developer, reuse this kinds of technology. And by the way, this is a great way to approach existing clients that you have and say, hey, there's this new kind of a technology that we can include on the website. Here's what it does. I can install it and use it and set it up for you for, you know, $500, whatever it happens to be. I don't know.
Yep.
So it has value for a lot of people out there. So we're just asking for a little bit back. And we hope you will check out more at wpluginsa-to-z.com/Kickstarter.
All right. And we don't really have a whole lot to ramble on about news and information on this episode. So what say we dive right into the meat and potatoes, eh?
Sounds great.
All right. Off we go. All right. Well, the first plugin I've got this week is called CP Related Post. Yes, it's another Related Post plugin, but this one here is a little bit simpler in how it works, and it works quite nicely. The reason I came across it was my usual Related Post plugin just didn't seem to want to coexist with other plugins I was doing on a site I was developing for a client. So I had to find something a little different. This one's very simple. It sets up, it's very lightweight, but it offers up several ways to showcase the posts on your website. Very nice plugin. I gave it a 4 Dragon rating called CP Related Posts.
Very nice. It's always nice to have a Related Post plugin out there. Well, John, you know, one of the things that WordPress is really good at is making friends with Google and making friends especially with Google's image search.
Excellent.
I don't know if you've looked, but when you do a site colon your website domain.com, it will show you all the images it actually indexes. And it may not be the ones that you want. And there may be some that you want in there that just aren't getting picked up. Well, this plugin is called Advanced Image Sitemap. And it is a sitemap generator that scans your website of all the images and then writes a structured XML sitemap file that then Google will pick up, and Google Image Scan and Bing and all those guys. They'll pick that up, and that's what they'll use as the basis of their search. So you can create templates for image titles and descriptions. You can do it based on the file names, or you can actually geotag your images as well. And sometimes that does get picked up within the search as far as the location. There's a control to include your thumbnails, or only include ones that are a particular size, either over this particular size or under this particular size, especially if you have a photography site, you know, as you do, John. Or something like that. You would never want it to do really the high res ones, just the low res, so they come on in and take a look and see what you've got. So it does allow you to be very selective in terms of what you can exclude in addition to what you do include. And it's really nice. It's a little slow to scan the website. It took a while for me. I had one that had a lot of images on it, so that could be it. But I rated it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the feature where you can exclude images. That's very important.
Yeah, very important.
All right. The next plugin I've got here is called Dayspelled. This one was sent in to us by George Gombe, and another one of the referral plugins. Let me tell you, folks, if you're visiting our website and you're a developer and you've got a plugin you'd like to see reviewed on the show, we have a link up at the top of the page, Submit Your Plugin, where you can submit us a copy of your plugin. And if it's a premium plugin, give us a license. That way we can test it out. Great way to get your plugin featured into the show. We won't guarantee when or if, but it's a better than average chance that way. At any rate, Dayspelled. This is a very simple plugin. It's pretty basic in what it does. It's a plugin that allows you to use a short code to enable a multilingual date with the day and month spelled out. And you can place it anywhere in your site with the short code, place it above, below content. If you have a specific thing you're talking about and you want to have it dated, you put this in there. So all in all, very simple, very basic, has a few uses. I couldn't think of anything real good and commercial for you, unfortunately. But if you have a use for a need for date, check it out. I gave it a 3 Dragon rating. It's called Dayspelled.
Very nice. All right, John, I have one that was just short of the mark. It's like this was just by the title alone, it seemed like the dream plugin for WooCommerce.
Yeah.
So here's the theory. The theory of this is this is called Woo Dynamic Remarketing. The theory is this would do exactly what you see in other places. Like if you're doing any shopping and you go to like Macy's or Sears.com or Best Buy or whatever. And then say you're on another website and then there's an ad for the thing that you just looked at.
Right.
The exact product, you know, like, oh, there's the refrigerator that I was looking at. You know, it's they're following me. Well, this plugin allows you to insert the tags required so that you can do Google Dynamic Remarketing. Now, the bummer of this is it only works for dynamic display feeds, and it's not used with the Google Merchant Center, which is what I typically use. But this gives me pause and makes me wonder if I should actually learn the Google Dynamic Remarketing system as well so that I can take all of my WordPress e-commerce sites and start chasing people around the internet with the products. So this is pretty powerful in what it can do. It just couldn't do what I needed it to do. So, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to come back to it. I will probably expand my knowledge a little bit about dynamic remarketing within Google and find out exactly how far I can take this. But it's pretty powerful if you've got somebody that is using WooCommerce and gets a decent size amount of traffic. Mm-hmm. You should use remarketing because it's pretty cheap, and you don't pay until somebody actually clicks and comes back.
Nice.
So if they've looked at it once, they're probably going to buy on the second click.
Nice.
So it's a great plugin, but just didn't suit my particular needs. So I rated it a 3 out of 5.
That's all right. Still sounds like it'd be very useful.
Definitely.
All right. Well, the final one I've got here, this is a free plugin with free add-ons right now, but they're looking to add premium add-ons to it. It's sent in to us by Ari Susanto, and it's called Subscribe Form Builder by Susop Tree. This is a different kind of form builder. And what it is, it's not a form builder as in building a contact form. It's a form builder that helps you build a form for your email lists. Currently, it's set up only to build forms for MailChimp. Now, if you've ever used the MailChimp plugin, you'll sort of know what I'm talking about. But you have to go in and manually create it, and it creates the form and code, and then you got to replace the short code. This one here, wow, a whole lot different. It gives you this beautiful interface for creation of the form. You choose the form you're going to create. You title it. You go in and connect it up to your MailChimp account, assign it to your MailChimp list. Then you go in and you customize the form up a little bit for what you're going to display. It then allows you to go set up some rules on the form, such as hide the form on mobile. Say you're building a form that you only want to appear when someone comes from a desktop device. Hide the form there. It gives you the ability to set a cookie so that the form shows up every X number of days. It gives you the ability to set it up, a form that will pop up and appear only if they arrive at your website via a search engine, and more. You can even set it in there. You can set this form to only show up on certain pages or posts or categories or tags. It's like it's got a lot, and it's just being developed. It's brand new for the most part. It's a recent submission out there. It's like everything I was doing with it, very nice, very well done. They're looking to add more email clients to it, such as, I can't think of them beside MailChimp at the moment, Benchmark and others, I think, is where they're heading. But when it gets to those points, it'll be even better. But at the moment, this form creator for email list is going to become a staple for me, I think. It makes the job of creating them so much easier. So I gave this one a 5 dragon rating. Knocked it out of the park.
Very nice. I'm going to have to try that. Sounds good. Well, John, the final one I've got for you, this is a freemium plugin. It is called Prevent Direct Access. And one of the things that I'm finding that's kind of difficult is if you've got a site where you're uploading PDFs or MP3s or things like that, and you kind of want to shield it from your WP-uploads folder, mm-hmm, so that people aren't exactly looking at that stuff free just off doing Google searches.
Yeah.
Because I know that's how I find tons of stuff. But this plugin actually prevents that. So what it does is it protects your files, images, PDFs, videos, anything like that that you've uploaded through the media center or in a post. And once protected, they can't be accessed directly on the server An error message pops up and says that you can't really see those files. Sorry. So this free version actually protects only up to 3 files. So I took a point away from that, but the concept and the way that it works is great. The premium version, which I think is $20, I can't remember, is unlimited. So if you're looking to expand the functionality, you should try it out, test it with this freemium version, and then if it works for you and it's something that you're going to do a lot of, I would go ahead and buy the premium version of it. So it's called Prevent Direct Access, and I gave it a 4 out of 5.
Very nice. I like it. Does it have the ability to customize the error message?
Yes.
Because that's a sweet thing about that. If they try to access it and say, I'm sorry, this content is protected. To get to it, please subscribe here.
Hey, and then we could use your form builder to pop it up right there.
There you go. There's lots of ways that this could become very useful. And I can see it being well worth the $20 to be unlimited and save and protect all those files you're going to be uploading.
Yep, so, absolutely. Good one.
Very nice. All right. Well, in this episode here, I covered up the CP-related posts, which I gave a 4 to, the day spelled, which I gave a 3 to, and the subscribe form builder for email lists, which I gave a 5 to.
And I talked about advanced image sitemap, which I gave a 4, Woo Dynamic Remarketing, which I gave a 3, and Prevent Direct Access, which I gave a 4.
And of course, we're skipping the commercials for a while because, well, it's all about our Kickstarter, folks. We are going to be trying to turn this into a full-time gig. Check out all the information about the Kickstarter program, the offers we're giving, everything, how it can be of a great investment for you. Check it out at wpplugins.com/Kickstarter.
Yes, that would be a big help, even if you're not ready to donate just yet. Or we don't quite have all the bells and whistles hooked into the system. It's a good place where you can sign up and get briefed on how the whole thing is going in terms of the campaign, how you'll be able to share about the campaign on your own social networks, and some of the benefits that you'll receive when you do actually contribute. So go to wppluginsa-to-z.com/Kickstarter.
Perfect. All right. And just some reminders, don't forget to stop in at the iTunes store. Give us a review. Greatly appreciate it. Or on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button in the corner.
Yep. And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com or send an email to john@wppro.ca.
And you can get me at my website, marcuscouch.com, on Twitter at marcuscouch. And remember to follow the show on Twitter at wppluginsa-to-z.
That's all we got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.